will be discussing and looking at a symposium that will be happening this coming Friday, which is, of course, the International Day of Peace. Well, youth gather in Juba this Friday for the East African Youth Leadership Summit, which is ULEAD National Symposium, as part of the activities to mark the International Day of Peace. I'm glad to be joined in the studio here this morning by Maya Nimaya, who is the director of Advance South Sudan. And we also have Lokuto Bismarck, who is from the Community Empowerment from Progress Organization, which is SEPO. Gentlemen, you're most welcome to the Mirror Breakfast. So good to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, now let's talk about this symposium briefly. Just tell us about it. What is this all about, ULEAD?
Oh, thank you so much, Sebiti William. ULEAD stands for East African Youth Leadership Summit. It's an annual event that takes place in Arusha. And each year it converts over 200 youth from across East African community. They gather to Arusha to discuss issues of concern that could not be addressed at the national level. So if they converge and bring in issues from their different nations, and they discuss it at that platform, so that it can have a broader influence, especially at the regional level. So basically, that is the ULEAD Summit. Mm-hmm. And the ULEAD National Symposium, it's a platform that before the ULEAD Summit in Arusha, each nation or each youth from the respective East African member states have to gather and discuss the common issues that they face, so that as they go for the ULEAD Summit, they will be able to know what they are talking about.
All right.
I think that's a brief snapshot.
All right. So this Friday, you have organized the ULEAD National one here in Juba. What is the theme and what are you discussing? What are some of the issues that will be discussed?
There are several issues that we are going to address. I think some of them, Bismarck will address that,
absolutely.
But I think part of it, we are going to look onto youth political and economic inclusion, how youth can get engaged in more social cultural and economic development aspect of.
All right, let's get to Bismarck. Bismarck, welcome once again. Just tell us about, you know, what are some of the activities or what are some of the things that will be discussed in this symposium?
Yeah, in this symposium, we will be looking into issues that youths can actually contribute to individual and community safety and security. Mm-hmm. And this is an initiative that will link national issues to regional. And ULEAD is one of the platforms that youth issues can be addressed at the regional level vis-a-vis the national issues.
Yes, when we talk about community safety and personal safety that youth can, you know, spearhead, what exactly are we talking about here?
We are talking if we take into the context of South Sudan, youths actually constitute the biggest population, over 72. Percent of the population, and also youths are actually one area they are victims of the conflict, and they are actually perpetrators of a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the age between 18 or 15 to 35, these are the active population in South Sudan, and most of the these are people who are energetic. They can run, they can do everything. So they are in two ways: either
victims or perpetrators.
So we are looking into what can the rule actually the use of South Sudan do to actually promote community safety and security, so that South Sudan become a peaceful nation.
All right. So tell us about the symposium itself. You organize it on the 21st of September, which of course coincides with the International Day of Peace. What are some of the activities that will be taking place?
Basically, I think there's nothing much that is going to take place that day apart from converging young people to a simple platform where they can discuss key issues affecting them, and as well as network. They will use that as a platform to network and share issues of concern, and maybe also take the similar activities of what we are doing right now. The outcomes of the symposium, we will also task young people to be able to get out to the media houses and be able to spread the message, at least to others who might not make it to the symposium.
Let's talk briefly about the role of youth. You said participation on political and economic aspect, or how they can influence political and economic prosperity in South Sudan. Just what role do you think the youth can play, and why is it important that we have to talk about, you know, youth participation in this particular two things we spoke about.
Okay, I think at first Bismarck spoke about youth being active in conflict. And you will agree with me that the reasons why young people became active in conflict is because of lack of engagement. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very, very important that young people need to be engaged into issues that are of a concern to them. So when we engage them, and they are also included in many political or economic decisions of the country, I think their minds will be deviated from being actors in conflict, mm-hmm. and that can help in contributing to peace.
All right. Yes. Now, Bismarck, let's talk about the results and what you intend to achieve after this particular symposium on Friday. After leaving the symposium, what exactly do you think, you know what, we have achieved our target. What do you want to impact on the youth?
One, we have two issues to actually get, or two outcomes to actually. One is for the youth at this critical moment in South Sudan, mm-hmm. where the revitalized peace agreement has been signed, mm-hmm. to come together, regardless of other political parties, regional balancing and whatsoever, to come together as South Sudanese youth for development. And development is actually a collective responsibility, both in all aspects, including safety and security, mm-hmm. this one, and also to generate ideas that can be filtered into a regional actual concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to tell the youth of South Sudan, mm-hmm. that we have an entry point from the revitalized peace agreement. If you look at Article 4,
mm-hmm.
subsection 15, 1 verse 4, which talks about establish a youth enterprise development fund, mm-hmm. with the goal to bring more youth into economic growth and development. Mm-hmm. This is one of the platforms that in the next few years, South Sudanese mm-hmm. youth will be engaged into. So we cannot talk about youth issues when youths are not involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I got actually one of the words from an old man, that something for me without me is against me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now the platform that you need to come together.
I like that saying. I like that saying. Okay.
Something for me without me is against me.
Okay.
So what? Let us not be only used as actually firewoods, mm-hmm. that are used to burn, but also let us contribute in the making decisions, as my colleague said. Let us actually bring our ideas, mm-hmm. our creative nature of our youth in South Sudan.
Okay.
And one of the issues I would like to bring across the youth of South Sudan is each nation is determined by actually the creativeness of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
If the youth are sleeping, then you get the nation is sleeping. If the youth are active in political, economic empowerment, and then, you know, you are securing all aspects of your
of
life,
you.
And then you're going on well.
Great. Maya, let's talk briefly about that. And looking at the role now that the youth can play, especially when it comes to the revitalized peace agreement has been signed, what role do you think the youth can actively play to ensure that they get the target of total and genuine peace in the country?
One, I think youth need to be active. And to be active is to take part in matters of concern, and they must engage in issues, as said before, both socio-political and economic issues. Young people need to become active,
mm-hmm.
and when they become active, I think...
All right. Yeah. Young people need to become active and participate. That's the only way they can actually, you know, cause a change. Now, let's talk briefly, and we look at, as before I let you people go, the symposium is this Friday, which is, of course, with the International Day of Peace. Now, as we've heard a lot about the peace agreement, a lot of things have been said about it. Now, I asked you earlier, what can the youth do in order for, you know, peace to totally be achieved? But at the end of the day, it's not only the youth that are doing that can do anything. Now, for this peace, for genuinely for it to be achieved, now including politicians, ordinary citizens, what do you think should be the way forward? We've had this, we've been in this position before in 2015, and all of a sudden we went back to fighting. Mm-hmm. For that not to happen again, as youth of this country, what do you think should be done? What will be your remarks to those who are listening to us?
I have one remark.
Go ahead.
Youth please. Of South Sudan should stand up and say, South Sudan is on our hands. So we can either destroy it or we build it a better nation.
Mm-hmm.
So if we destroy it, it means we are either actually manipulated by two or three who are either elites or who are not elites. And in most cases, South Sudanese youths are actually youths for that matter. So let us stand up now to say enough is enough. We need to be independent in making decisions that save the nation and the future of this country.
Maya?
To me, my message to the young people is that we need to question before we act.
Mm-hmm.
And if we build ourselves to that capacity of questioning before acting, I think we will have the power to influence many things. And also active participation is another concern that I need young people to be active in many aspects of things within the community. And as we drive towards regional issues, I still also point on the issue of participation. I need young people to be engaged, because last year in this ULEAD summit, South Sudan is only represented by 9 people out of 200, which is so bad. And I think I need to encourage young people to take this opportunity to make sure that at least in this year's summit, we should have more than 20 or more than 30, so that we are able to learn from other young people across the region, and we are also able to pass our messages. I think I'll be...
Great. Now, on the 21st, this is the symposium taking place here in Juba.
Yes.
And two of you are obviously going to be there.
Yes.
Tell us, how do someone participate if someone wants to participate on this particular symposium? What do they do?
We passed the message out. We communicate it through various platforms, including social medias and now.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is interested can visit our offices or communicate. We have lines that can be shared.
Go ahead.
Yes. You just come in. We just need
Where is this going to take place?
Juba Regency.
Juba Regency.
Yeah,
okay.
Although the committee will confirm to us very well.
Okay.
Right now, the committee is working
confirmed.
On it. Confirmed.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
so it will take place in Juba Regency.
All right.
Yeah.
Bismarck and Maya Nimaya, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Sabit.
And I wish you all the best in this particular symposium. And Maya Nimaya happens to be a musician too. Let's listen to one of his.